Israeli presence in any type of Arab conferences has always been an issue. The Digital Culture Conference that was recently held in the Palais des Gourmets in Alexandria expressed its rejection to such a presence. The conference's secretariats have declined the request of an Israeli researcher to participate with her paper on digital literature. Ahmed Shabloul, the conference's manager, says the conference has a clear stand on that matter.
Of course, we reject any kind of normalization with Israel, at least at the time, and that is a decision of all Egyptian writers. And those who accept the normalization and go visit Israel are nailed down by the media.
Shabloul said that to his surprise, the researcher showed her understanding to the secretariat's decision. Similar stance against dealing with Israel on many levels are present in even one of the most liberal universities in Egypt, the American University in Cairo, or AUC. Over a year ago, rumor had it that there was an Israeli scholar participating in an academic conference that was held there. AUC denied such a premise. Political science professor at the AUC, Ibrahim Al-Noor, says that the university looks at this issue differently.
I think the university is not having a very strong stand, but it does have a certain respect for the environment in which it's operating.
Al-Noor says that there is always this dichotomy between the public and official stance. This differs from time to time and depends on the events going on.
In the post-Oslo time, optimism was very high, and normalization started to get some kind of understanding, if not support, but understanding among the intellectuals, among the educated people. But it failed. And now we are back to almost to square one. Then we had these terrible events in Gaza, which brought again the strong sentiment against any type of normalization.
He says that there is also this hypocrisy about the issue, as some scholars are not boycotting conferences taking place outside the region with Israeli participation, yet they refuse such a thing to happen inside the region.
The nature of populism as a policy, as politics, which is taking a stand that will support the majority, irrespective of whether this majority is taking the rational thing or not. So you don't want to be in the minority, even if it is rational to be in the minority.
The stand of the Alexandrian Conference secretariats is not the first in face of the normalization issue. Situations and events in the region will always dictate how Israeli-related issues will be dealt with. This is Asma El-Zuhairi for AUC Radio.